Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the third year on the topic of Shomer Psoim Hashem, based in the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Gaon Vizeinu, of David Zitzal. And we saw the Hagdorah in the previous year that when the Chachomim were Mevatel the Sakona, they said there's nothing to worry about, there's talking nothing to worry about. And therefore, we're Psoim, we're not using our Das, and Hashem's going to preserve us, Hashem's going to guard us. And in the same way, when Doshu Be'Rabim, when many people are not concerned with the Sakana, so Shomer Psoim Hashem. And maybe with this, we can explain what it says in the Piskei Ri'az on Shabbos, cited in the He'oros on the Ritva in Yevomis, and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, She'im Hoysam Mila Shaloi Bizmano, if the Mila was being done not on the eighth day, Choshishim Shaloi La'asois Bo'oison Hayomim, were choshesh not to do the bris milah on those days. What does it mean on those days? On Yom HaDi'iva and Yom HaDi'shusa, on a day of on a cloudy day, and on a day where there's a south wind, which is not good for the baby. So that's what it says. That's what he brings from the Piskei Ri'az, Rabbi Yeshaya ben Elia Ditrani, who died in the year 1280 from Italy. And that's why he's called Ri'az, Rabbi Yeshaya Acharon Zal. In contrast, his father, Rabbi Yeshaya Ditrani, the Rit, was called Rabbi Yeshaya Rishon. Not his father, his grandfather, his mother's father. Al Koponim, that's his psak. That if it's Mila Shaloi Bismana, we're taka choshish for Yom HaDe'eva and Yom HaDe'shusa. So we have to understand why, Mimanavshach, if it's a sakana, so then on the eighth day it should be us around the eighth day. Where it's not. And if it's not a sakana, then why are we concerned when it's Mila Shaloi Bismana? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows, that in the opinion of the Ri'az, of Rabbi Yeshaya Ditrani, the inyan of Yom HaDe'eva and Yom HaDe'shusa, this cloudy day or a day where there's a south wind, is based, and that's not a good day to circumcise the child. The reason we're allowed to circumcise him is because the Chachamim said not to be choshesh, like we saw by the Gimel Nashim. That the rabbi said not to be choshesh, that they can be mishamesh b'moich, that they're not mishamesh b'moich because you don't have to worry about it. You're not choshesh, and min hashamayim yirachamu, shomer psoim Hashem. So again, this is mevusas on the fact that the rabbi said not to be choshesh, so we're not choshesh. Now, in this case, in the case of Yom HaDe'eva and Yom HaDe'shusa, the lashon of the Gemara is that Va'idna D'doshu Barabim Shomer Psoim Hashem. Here, it's because people are not careful about it. So it could be that Masha Tolu Etzev D'doshu Barabim, that the Gemara is Tolu, this says it's contingent on the fact that the rabbim are not concerned with it, is a reason why the Chachomim said not to be choshesh. What triggered the Chachomim to say not to be choshesh, their motivation was the fact that Doshu Bei Rabbim. And also, when we see that in Shabbos 129b, it says that people are doing Hakazis Adam and Erev Shabbos, and they're not choshesh, Doshu Be'Rabim, Rashi says, because of the Suda Shabbos, they're going to be eating the fish, everything is going to be fine. So, since Machmas Hechreach Asu came, and there's a reason, so Yeshna Alze Kviyas Chachamim Shaloi Lachshosh, the Chachamim said not to be concerned. So there was a need to do this Hakazus Hadam, and if in the olden days they thought it was healthy to draw blood. So, and people were in choshesh to do it on Erev Shabbos when there was a danger. So, Shomer P'saim Hashem. There's a reason, so the rabbis were kovei not to be choishish. Vis-a-vis that, the Riaz writes that the Chachamim were choishish for this. The Chachamim were kovei this only b'tzeiruf, the fact that it was the eighth day. In other words, when did the Chachamim say that on the eighth day you shouldn't worry about the fact that it's a cloudy day or there's a ruach dreimis, there's this south wind. So, the answer is that if it's the eighth day, if it's the eighth day, together with the fact that people are in Choshesh, Dashu Be'Rabim, the rabbis were Mekel. The rabbi said, don't worry about it. But if it's not the eighth day, then you should be worried about it. Notice he felt that it was only because it was also the eighth day, the rabbi said, don't worry about it, because there's such a good reason not to be Choshesh. You want to do the Bris B'Zman. So it's only on that day, but if it's already not the eighth day, then already you should be Choshesh. Maybe that's Pshat in the Piskei Ariyaz. In the Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, he's Miyashev the Kasha Mikol Pikuach Nefesh. In other words, we had asked, Pikuach Nefesh, you're Choshesh. Ma pitom that in these cases you're not Choshesh? How could it be that we say Shomer P'saim Hashem? It's Pikuach Nefesh. So this Binyan Tzion says, Shaini Ben Kishyesh Sakana Lefaneinu, Ubein Dover HaMevi Lidei Sakana. There's a distinction between where there is a sakana in front of us and where it's something that's going to bring to a sakana. If there's a sakana in front of us, it's present, so we're not following, we don't follow the life. But if there's a chashash of a sakana that's going to come afterwards, there we follow the life. Shoymer psoim Hashem. So in these cases, we say Shomer P'saim Hashem, it's because it's not a sakana lefaneinu. And he's machriach like this. He says it has to be. Otherwise, how is it mutter to go to sea or yotzei laderech? These are things you have to thank God that you were saved from a sakana. So there's a sakana. So what's the heter to go on the airplane? What's the heter to go on the derech? The Divrei Malkiel also asked this kasha. So it must be that since when he's going, there's no sakana, we go after the roif. And he proves this from Brachas. The Flamed Amid Beis, Afilu Nachush Karach Ala Kavah Lo Yafsik. Even if there's a nachush on his foot, he shouldn't stop his Shemoneh Esrei. The Rambam says, because usually the nachush isn't going to bite. Roif Po'amim Einar Noishech. What does the roiv help us? We don't go bus a roiv bikuach nefesh. So it must be that since there's no sakana right now, it's mutter. So again, his chilek is between a future sakana and a present sakana. And somehow, if there's a nachush karuch al hakevo, it's not a sakana in the present. It's only a sakana in the future. So in such a case, we are what he's going to do in the future. We could be samech on the rov that he's not going to bite. But l'dvarav eino muvan klal. But if you want to follow this line of thought of the tshuvas binyan tzion, it's lo muvan lama. What does this have to do with shomer p'saim Hashem? The issue here is that you're following the rov bepikuach nefesh. If it's not lefaneinu, the pikuach nefesh is not lefaneinu. You follow the road. What does it do with Shomer P'saim Hashem? What about the case of the achilas teinim balayla that we spoke about? There, the nidon is maybe there is already a sakani, or maybe there was already injected with the poison, and yet we say Shomer P'saim Hashem. And mila is a sakana now, and you're allowed to do it because of the ruach tzvonis hamirapes. And if there's no ruach tzvonis, so the etzma mila is a sakana. There should be no heter of Shomer P'saim Hashem. So how are you allowed to do the milah if it's a Yom HaDi'iva or a Yom HaDeshusa? It's cloudy there. There's a south wind. It's going to be a danger right now to do the Bris Milah. And also, according to what he's saying, there's no room for what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, we saw in the previous shiurim, that he has the option of not doing the milah on a cloudy day. Be because there's a miyut of danger. So according to the Tshiva Sion, there's no, you go after the Rav. He says that in these cases, you go after the Rav. So it's not like the Ritva who says that here you're choshish for the miyut. If you want to be, you can. As lafi dvarenu nira'a, shetzadak bazeh ha-binyan tzion bi'ikaron shel ha-dvarim. The binyan tzion was correct in principle. How is he correct in principle? But not mitameh, not because of his line of reasoning, but for a different reason he was correct. And that is that the Yesoda Inyan is like we said in the previous year. If the kol deleka chashash b'da'atam shel b'nei Adam, if people are not choshesh, there's no sakana because of shom upsayim Hashem. Ela, shem mimela nachonu adavar, shekol shu chashash sakana lefanav, lo hada'at hi achosheshet, el yashno achashash b'amitziut atzma, kfi shehi lefanav. If the sakana is present, vidas is not choshesh, but the concern, the chashash, is in the reality itself as it is before us. And memela to metzias of chashash, and there's no shom upsayim Hashem. Only something that depends on what's going to happen afterwards. Now there's no metzias of sakana that makes a metzias of chashash. The whole sakana and the chashash is only vidas mitzad hacheshben shachakach vidas. In other words, if the sakana is in front of us, so that's the reality, so what does it matter? Again, like we said in the previous year, the facts don't care about your feelings. If there's a metzias now of sakana, so what is your das going to change then? So memela, that's the that there you're if it's belefanenu, then you're not going to be you're not going to take into account your das. But if it's about afterwards, you're making a cheshbon, what's happening afterwards. So we say, listen, if you're not making that cheshbon, then you have nothing to worry about. That's mevatel the cheshbon. If there's a metzias now in front of us of danger, so we say, don't do it, according to the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion is Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger, a great rav from Germany. So he says, if the cheshash right now, so then don't do it. Because the metzias is that it's dangerous. And your das is not going to change that metzias. When it comes to a future occurrence, so that's you, because of your cheshbon. You're making a cheshbon that afterwards is going to be a danger. But if you're not making the cheshbon, then you're a pesi and Hashem will protect you. It's not going to happen. It's not going to develop into a sakana. If right now the sakana, God's not doing miracles for you. But if it's a cheshbon of the future and people aren't making that cheshbon, so memele shom epsaim Hashem. Vein ze din behilchas roi v'bikuach nefesh, like the Binyan Tzion says. It's not because of Rav. The Binyan Tzion wanted to say that you follow the Rav. But if you follow the Rav, what does that have to do with Shem Rapsayim Hashem? That if it's Lefanenu, you follow the Rav. If it's not Lefanenu, if it's Lefanenu, you don't follow the Rav. If it's Lefanenu, you don't follow, you don't follow the rov and you're choshish for the sakana. If it's not lefanenu, and you follow the rov and you're not choshish for a sakana, that's not correct, l'chayra, because what does that have to do with Shem Rapsayim Hashem? But rather the issue is that only in this case, if it's in front of you, so then it's in the metzias is a danger. What does your das have to do with anything? But if it's because of a cheshbon that people are going to make about the future, so he's not making the cheshbon, so it's not going to happen. Hashem's going to preserve him. Hashem's going to guard him. Shom el psoim Hashem. And that's the lachain. Zeu ha'ter shel yitzia l'derech u'liyam. V'chein zeu gam ken ha'ter shel narech kar shel ha'kevoi. Mushim she'acharei she'ein chashas sakone lefonov. Kol she'al pirov enu mazik en choshen ala achakach. That's the sakana of the snake. That's the sakana. That's why you're allowed to go. That's why you're the heter to daven with the snake. That's why you're going laderech. That's why you're going liyam. Because you're allowed to follow the rov and you don't have to worry about what's going to happen afterwards. If people aren't concerned about that, they live their lives and you're allowed to do what you got to do. And if somebody is choshesh, parenthetically, then it's telling them the choks of the ritva and the other rishonim. The ritva says if you are choshesh about what's going to happen in the future, then you're choshesh, then you have to be careful because it isn't your das. However, b'mila shinyan sakana shel achshav tli b'mashi achakach hare gam sakana zu inyan shel das v'dash v'ram d'lek das l'sakana shuv l'ek sakana umuter. So when we talk about Mila, why is it a sakana now to do the bris Mila? Because of what's going to happen afterwards. So that's also Tali Vidas. Dashi Baram is no sakana. Also, eating Tainim at night. So if he eats Tainim at night, so he doesn't see whether there's a hole in there that was made by a snake might have injected the poison. So the chashash is only bedas. You're making a cheshbon. Maybe there was a snake here. So since it's only bedas, we don't consider that a sakana b'mitzias. We consider a sakana bedas that you're going to say that maybe a snake injected poison. Maybe it didn't. So you don't consider, we don't view this as an objective sakana. And memela shomer psayim Hashem. Because Rabbi Lazar was mevatel that chashash. He says, no, you don't have to worry about the gilui. So memela shamer psayim Hashem. So mitzvah Hashem, this is our third shir, and we'd like to discuss the other rishonim. There's a lot more to say on this topic, Rabbi Lazar. What can I tell you? It's Torah. Torah is massive. Torah is vast. So we still have a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.